Hello all, and welcome back to the Hey Big Hair podcast. As you know, I am your host, and today it's gonna be another wild card, baby, because I don't even know, but I just know it's a few things I need to talk about with my good Hey Big Heads, and we gotta get into it. First thing I'm gonna touch on is something that I'm noticing. It's a pattern, and it's a pattern that I am not okay with. Okay. The pattern that I'm not okay with is reality show mothers. And I don't mean people who have kids that are on reality shows. No, I'm talking about the grown motherfuckers on these reality shows that have mothers on these reality shows. And the mamas be on these reality shows cutting up. Candy Burris, yeah, I'm talking about you. From Real Housewives of Atlanta. Jim Jones, Mama Jones, talking about you. Lil Scrappy, Mama D, talking about y'all. Most recently, I've been watching Love and Marriage Huntsville. It's just in my downtime, you know. I don't keep up with it. But the stuff that I do be seeing, it's just like, come on. Listen. Love and Marriage Huntsville. First, it was Miss Wanda, who was Tisha's mom. Now, Tisha, she a punk. You could tell she a punk. You could tell she ain't really about that life. You could tell she was the type of cousin that had her ghetto cousins fighting people for her. She just, you know what I'm saying? Now, her mama, you know, something different. But listen, I don't condone this because, and now most recently, what made me think about this is now Stormy's mom on Love and Marriage Huntsville is on here showing her ass. Like, and these moms be flat out bullies. Let's just be for real. Now, I love older people. Period. Like, love them. I grew up with my grandpa. I was raised by my grandparents. So I love older people. I love, you know, their wisdom and, you know, the fact that they just kind of say stuff because they ain't got time to beat around the bush. I love it. But when it comes to just being nasty to people, just because you feel like I'm old, so ain't nobody gonna punch me in my throat. That's unbecoming of an old person. What I can't stand is an old, nasty person. Like an old, just mean, angry, bitter, argumentative, just, you know, one of those rude, obnoxious. I can't stand an old person like that. I really can't. And I'm saying all of this to say, y'all got too much money. And listen, my mama, she ain't no different. She ain't no better, right? She don't know how to act either. But I'd be goddamn if I ever let my mother get on a public platform and embarrass herself. If I ever let my mom get on TV and act her ass like a straight up hood booger. Candy knows she got too much fucking money for her mama to be on TV acting like that. She knows she do. And for all the people, I can't control my mama say, I can't control. Yes, the fuck you can. You pay all that woman's bills. Tell her to sit her ass down. I don't pay none of my mama bills. And I can correct my mom if she's out here acting like a damn fool. So, Stormy, check your mama. Candy, check your mama. Because you got to take that from her. You do. People on the street don't. So y'all need to either prepare y'all mamas for the repercussions that's going to come behind them jumping up in people's faces and doing all this messy stuff and acting like hood rats. They need to be prepared for what comes with that. Because not everybody's going to be understanding. And I don't condone it, but I know the world we live in. It's going to be somebody out here that ain't going to be cutting your mama no slack. They not going to give a fuck how old they are. They not. Let's just call a thing a thing. I would never do it. But have you watched TV lately? The police sure the hell will. Some of these young people out here with no damn sense and no guidance certainly will. So, listen. It will never be that deep. I will never be that bad off to where I got to put a camera in my mother's face and let her embarrass herself or even subject her to being possibly physically attacked. Because the thing is this, even though I know my mama crazy, I'm going to stop her from being and acting crazy. I can calm my mother down because she knows I only want what's in her best interest. Now, if you cut up on my mama, it's just up. My mama ain't even got to argue with you because I'm on your ass. See what I'm saying? So how do these people, mamas, just be getting in these full-blown cuss out, drag out arguments with people? Because, A, I'm not about to sit around and listen to my mama argue with nobody. I'm either fighting you or I'm getting my mama the hell up out of here. Those are his only two options. Only two options. But these people sit on these shows and watch their mamas damn near get ran up on by people because of their mouth. Miss Wanda got ran up on. Melody Holt and her ex-husband ran up on Miss Wanda. Scrappy's mama got ran up on. Erica was about to fight Scrappy. For what? Come on, man. Do better. Have more respect and pride for your mothers. Like, come on, man. I know that they unfiltered and I know that it can be funny. But if you know your mama don't know when to stop, you need to be regulating that. Like, stop the bullshit. Like, you really don't have no... That's not true. They don't have to listen to you. They don't. But they will. If they know they on some bullshit and you tell them, mommy, bullshit. Because I tell my mama that all the time. Try to take her places, nice places. She don't know how to talk to the waitresses. She mean and nasty. Like, she's just some socialite millionaire. Like, ma'am, I'm paying this bill. Act like you got some damn sense. So I expect that same energy from people like Candy Burris. I do. I expect that same energy from people like Jim Jones. I do. I expect this energy from all of these people who are financially supporting their mom, but letting their mom run around here acting like they just get to cuss people out and treat people any kind of way. Like, I know that you're not going to just cut your mom off because you don't like what she says, but come on now. Something's got to give. That's not cute. It's not. And then Candy had the audacity. That's where that phrase, I said what I said, that's where that phrase came from. Because you see, Mama Joyce, just Candy Burris's mom. And I love Candy to death. I love Escape. I love her writing, everything. Candy is certified, period. That's why I'm like, you got too much money to be letting your mama get out here and cut up like this. You don't need a check that bad to where you willing to let this network make your mom look like some nasty old woman, some vile, you know, old woman. Like, come on, man. Come on. So that's where the phrase, I said what I said, came from. It came from NeNe Leakes because on the season, Mama Joyce acting like a goddamn fool. And she almost got into a fight with somebody in there throwing stuff at, I think, Carmen, one of Candy's friends. Listen, listen. I have had long-standing... Your mama not crossing no line with me to throw something at me. She ain't. So I'm going to have to fight you. I'm going to have to fight somebody because I'm not playing those games. That's what we not going to do. I'm not about to be disrespected. So that's what I'm saying. But anyway, Mama Joyce was trying to run up on one of Candy's friends. To the point where she was throwing things across the room at her. And Candy, again, I can't control my mama. She, that's my mama. I can't say nothing to her. All right, cool. But NeNe said, I ain't about to be like Mama Joyce acting like a fool, like I'm from the gutter or something like that. She said something about the gutter. And at the reunion, Candy had the nerve to be offended. Ma'am, you saw this goddamn season. You seen what your mama was on. And she, what you trying to say, my mama lowing in the gutter? She was like, that's not what I said. She was like, but you said something about her being in the gutter. She said, I said what I said and it's not changing. Like, you got some nerve. How you can't check somebody that you paid all their bills, but you think you're going to check somebody else like your mama wasn't wrong? Like, it ain't like she said something to your mama. Okay, boom. Say something to my mama. I'm jumping in it. It's up. But if you address my mom's behavior, which is clearly deplorable, I can't be offended by you seeing what the fuck you saw. So at the end of the day, I'll leave it at that. We'll do better. Don't nobody need a check that bad. If you need a check that bad, you get on TV and you act a fool and you show your ass and you do hood booker shit. But why would you have your mom on here trying to fight with people 20, 30 years younger than them? For what? For what? It will never be that bad. It will never be that bad for me to where I would exploit my own mother for the sake of collecting a check. So that don't sit well with me. But you know, people gonna do what they do. So it is what it is. But I had to get that off my chest. It was weighing heavy on my heart. All right. Next thing I needed to address. I'm addressing this because, baby, I need answers with the whole W in it. I need the answers because I saw a clip. I don't know if it was staged. A lot of stuff is staged. A lot of the stuff is, you know, people acting out certain little scenes and skits, like a what would you do type of thing. But they seem to kind of be genuine about it. I don't know if it's true, though. But the scene was basically like a man with his phone in his hand recording an envelope. Look at this. I went to the mailbox and I got this out the mailbox. It's from a bank. My wife has an account and I've been out here struggling, working hard, trying to support this family. And I work hard every day. I work a 12-hour shifts. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, da 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 da. And she got a bank account by herself somewhere, yada, yada, yada. She got over $20,000 in this bank account, blah, 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 blah. So he goes in there and he checks her for stealing. Now, I need to know, because I know what stealing is. I'm not going to play dumb. I'm not going to play naive. I know that stealing is taking something without permission that does not belong to you. You know what I'm saying? I know what stealing is. But if you are a man, right, and you have a woman that you are maintaining, okay, and she is showing up maintained, and you are giving her what you're comfortable with her having to maintain herself, let's say every payday after he pays the bills, whatever, whatever, or every month, I don't know, whatever the recurring time frame is. Could be every week, bi-weekly. Let's say bi-weekly gives this woman $300. You've been at home, you've been holding it down, you've been making sure the kids are straight, you've been doing this, you've been doing that. Go ahead, baby, you can do this, that, a third. Okay, you know, and she goes shopping. Let's say she spends $100 on herself. Couldn't find that much she liked. Bought a couple shirts, maybe bought some perfume, whatever. And now she got $200 left. And she says, you know what? I'm going to save this. Boom. Save it. All right, here you go, baby. Next 2 weeks roll around. Here you go, baby. You're going to get your hair and nails done. Da, da, da. Maybe she only needed a fill-in. Maybe she ain't need a full set. That's only about $30, $40, right? And maybe instead of getting her fucking $200 lace front and getting that glued on and stapled to her damn head, however they apply them shits, maybe she just got some braids. Say, look, I only spend $150 of the $300. Is it stealing if you give a woman some money to do something with it? If she has money left over, is that stealing if she saves it and puts it away? Now, again, if you're just going in this man's account, taking money out, putting it over here, and say, oh, I went and got my hair done, and you didn't, that's bullshit. Okay? That's the bullshit. You are lying and you are stealing. But if a man is saying, here, baby, here you go, and you do what you need to do with it, once you give it to me, ain't it up to me what I want to do with it? But see, this is the problem. And this is what happens when you have insecure and controlling men. And a lot of these men are very rich. A lot of these men are the athletes of the world. A lot of these men are, you know, the CEOs of the world and shit like that, to where they'll give you $10,000 for a purse. But if they give you $10,000 and find out that you own a property somewhere, they not going to take too kindly to that. They going to feel a way about that. Because they know I need to keep this woman in a position to always need me for something. So I'm not secure if she's making a way to where one day she's not going to need me. Even though women are supposed to be so expendable and so disposable and all of that, they don't want you to be able to make a way for yourself. And but damn sure don't want to help you do it. So I need clarity. Because if a man gives a woman something, if a man gives a girl $5,000 to go shopping, she only spent $2,500 of it, I don't feel like it's stealing if she put the other $2,500 in her bank account. I don't. I do not. But again, I know what it is. I know why that is. I know why that makes a lot of these men uncomfortable, because they know if you're doing something productive with that money, they know if that's what's happening, that it's only going to be so long that you'll even put up with their shit. They know that. So it offends them when it's like, I'm giving you this money to go out and buy bags and shoes and get your hair done. And I'm giving you this money to go out here and buy all your friends drinks at the club. I'm not giving you money for you to set yourself up financially. And again, this is this man's wife that had the 20K stashed away in an account. Why is it a part of you that's so offended? Why is it a part of you that's so insecure that she's saving it up to leave or saving it up to survive without you? And why can't you look at it like, yo, if I lost my job, my wife is ready. If I got sick, if I got hurt on the job, and I'm only getting a fraction of what I make, my wife, she's been saving the money I've been giving her. And she, you know what I'm saying? She's able to step up if shit goes left, if something happens to me, if I get hurt, if, you know, something happens to the house, or if we need to make additions to the house, or if we need a down payment on another house, my wife is ready. He didn't like it because he didn't think of that. He didn't think in that way. He didn't think in that context. He immediately attacked her like she was stealing something, like there was, you know, something malicious behind it. But this is your wife, fam. This is your wife. And if you are giving her money to maintain herself and she's doing so, and she's also willing to save money, it's just a little strange. It's a little weird as to why that would be such an issue for you. It's not on me, sir. If you work a 9-to-5 and you not saving nothing and you spending every dime you got, you only got $500 sitting in an account in case, you know what I'm saying, your car break down or whatever. Is that really on her? If she's taking the money that he gives her and she's saving it. Again, as long as you ain't pulling up busted, as long as your hair is done, as long as you keep your nails done, as long as you clean, as long as you always have something nice to wear when it's time to go out, what you do with the difference, I don't feel like that's stealing. I don't feel like that's dishonest. Now, again, her not telling him, it may be a thing, but the fucked up thing is when it comes to these men, they want to give you the bare minimum. So they start off giving you what they think is adequate, right? But don't let them find out that that's too much. Don't let them find out you got something left over, because it's going to drop. Then they're going to start giving you less. If you have something left over, they're going to be like, oh, well, maybe you don't need this much. I shouldn't be giving you this much. And it's going to change. So if you can afford to do that, if you can afford to give me X amount of dollars every 2 weeks or every payday or whatever for me to do things, get things, if those things are being produced, you don't know if I'm motherfucking coupon clipping my life or what. You don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what I'm doing to cut these corners to be able to put this money aside. So if you're giving her money to maintain the house and the house is maintained, if you're giving her money to maintain herself and she is maintained, if you're giving her money to buy clothes and shoes for herself and the children and they have clothes and shoes, what the fuck is the problem? I don't understand. The only problem that I can see and I can imagine is if this motherfucker wanted to leave me, she could. She could take off right now. And she could probably start off her nice little life, figure out where she gonna work, figure out what she gonna do, and she could just leave. Why does that make you so uncomfortable if you on your shit? Why? If you know that you're doing everything as a man and as her husband, you done made her your wife, why is this such a threat to you? That's something I do not understand. That's something I probably will never understand. Why is this such a threat to you, sir? So that's where I am with that. Third thing I need to address. I just saw this. This is brand spanking new, like brand new. So we all know Keke Palmer, you know, Akilah and the B, Keke Palmer, Madea's Family Reunion, Keke Palmer, True Jackson VP, Keke Palmer. Okay. Keke Palmer is like young black actress royalty, okay? Let's just call it what it is. She's had a baby. And, you know, she is just living full-blown in her femininity. Like, she is, like, way more confident. Like, she feels, I don't know, she dropping her nuts, baby. I tell you that. Keke Palmer, she's been leaving no crumbs. And people who, you know. She has been leaving no crumbs, okay? Her looks have been on point. Her hair has been on point. Everything, every time she poses, she's been on point. Every picture that's going up is on point. Mommy mode and all is giving, all right? She went to an Usher concert. I don't know what her baby daddy was, but he wasn't there with her. And she had on like the... you guys know how it is when they have on, it looks kind of like how the Playboy Bunny Playmates had those little bustier kind of bodysuits, you know, she had on that, but it was like a sheer overdress over it, right? So let's be for real. It's kind of like a one piece bathing suit with a sheer, you know, fitting over it. So, you know, Usher peeped her. It's Keke. You know what I'm saying? So he pull up on her and singing, "There Goes My Baby." And in true baby daddy fashion, here come her baby daddy hating. "But you're a mom, though." No, he said, "It's the outfit. But you're a mom." okay. See, this is the thing. This is the thing. And this is the thing I have the biggest problem with. You are a fucking boyfriend. And I wish y'all could see me and how I'm looking. That's what you are. You have a baby with this woman. And you are a boyfriend / baby daddy. You're not a husband, sir. You ain't. And that's the problem. That's the problem with too many men. You see, they want you to act like their wife without being their wife. Some of them even want you to go as far as acting like they girlfriend without being their girlfriend. And then they want to get out here and whine and complain and try to police what you do and bitch about what you do. But they not giving you no more than the last motherfucker is giving you. So that doesn't sit well with me.
Yes, she's a mom, but you're not a husband. So have a fucking seat. You see what I'm saying? Like, and then this is what's even worse. Is that you've already had a child with her. And you are sitting comfortably in your baby daddy boyfriend's seat. So have a fucking seat. Don't try to step up and act like you my husband and act like you can control and dictate what I wear and this, that, and that. We ain't got it like that. We ain't that. We ain't. Now, it's one thing if I want to go above and beyond and respect you as if we that, even though we not. But if we not that, lower your motherfucking voice. And that's how I do Kanye shrug, like, lower your voice. Check your tone. You are a baby daddy. How about you parent your kids and stay out of grown folks' business? And this is not to be disrespectful to that man, but it's just like, I don't like it. Because even though he ain't proposed to her and none of that, he ain't married her. She had 9 months. You could have married her while she was pregnant. You could have married her before she was showing. You could have married her after she gave birth. But did you? No. No. It's the man who not interested in showing up for me. But the men who want to bitch and complain and say, oh, this is why y'all ain't getting married. This is why we can't do this, that, and third. This is why. Nigga, we ain't doing it because that's not what y'all interests are. Y'all want to hold women up. Y'all want women to hold y'all down while y'all hold them up. And when I say hold them up, that means from meeting the person they supposed to meet. Meeting the person that wants to give them what you refuse to give them. Am I saying that's the situation with him and Kiki? No, I don't know their situation, but I know a whole lot of situations that are just like that. Men who don't want nothing with you, but they don't want you being with nobody else. Why, sir? I'm not your girlfriend. I'm not your woman. You don't claim me. Why the fuck do you care? Why do you care about the pictures I post? Why do you care about whoever's commenting on my page or on my pictures or on my anything? Why are you so concerned? Because that's what too many of these men do. And it's not okay. Put a ring on it. Give her your requirements to be your woman or your wife. If she's down with those requirements, make it official. In the meantime, lower your motherfucking voice. Okay? You don't, and that's the problem. That is the problem. These men don't care to take us seriously. They don't care to marry us. They don't care to commit to us. They don't care about none of it because we give them everything anyway. And we don't hold them to no real standard, especially when we love them, because we don't want to lose them. But the minute you start cutting the fuck up, that's when they want to say, oh, see, this is why I ain't marrying you. This is why I can't do this. You wasn't going to do it because you don't want to do it. So don't sit here and try to gaslight me and say, oh, well, this is why we're not what we're supposed to be. We're not what we're supposed to be because you're not stepping up, sir. But you feel much better blaming me for us not being that, when in fact, I thought men got to decide who becomes wives. You had all this time to decide when I was acting right. And as soon as I go left, that's the reason. So all of the time I was going right, that wasn't reason enough to do it. But the one time I go left is okay.
All right. If you say so.
Ooh, got women out here looking like boo-boo. The motherfucking boo. It's getting pretty sad, I tell you. Getting pretty sad. So, I'm not saying any of this to, you know, disrespect or troll or anything like that. Because I know that the women came for him. But again, you don't, listen, this is a whole celebrity. We don't even know you, bro. Like, and I'm not saying that like he deserves less respect, but I'm saying if anybody gets to do what they want to do, it's celebrities. We know that. It's stuff that celebrities get to do. It's stuff that celebrities get to wear that we just don't. We ain't got nowhere that we going out that we would need to wear some shit that Beyonce would wear. We don't. We don't. So know who you are dealing with, bro. You are dealing with a whole celebrity. She's gonna wear some shit that goes against your morals, Mr. Baby Out of Wedlock. Talking about morals, bro, have a seat. You're a hater. And even more so because Usher pulled your girl to the side and sung to her on stage. It's always them baby daddies that be hating. It ain't even got to be your baby daddy. It could be another girl's baby daddy that you talking to hating. But it's going to be a baby daddy. Oh, believe me when I tell you that. Believe me when I tell you that. Now, why couldn't he take her to the Usher concert? I don't know. Y'all got it. Y'all couldn't get two tickets. You couldn't take your woman out to the concert. No. I'm too busy. Or whatever the excuse was he gave her. So, lower your voice. I said what I said. And it's not changing. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and leave it there. If I go off on another tangent. Now, y'all already know how to reach me. Hey, Big Hair Podcast on Instagram. No underscores. No none of that. Go ahead and link up with me. Hit me up. Tell me what you think of today's pod. Tell me if it's stealing. Now, I haven't done it. You know what I'm saying? Because I take care of myself like a goddamn fool. So, I haven't done it. But I need to know. Because if I run into a rich person or a dude that's well off and he's breaking me off every week, every 2 weeks, or even monthly, and he's like, go do something nice for yourself, you know, go on a trip, go on a vacation, and he give me three times what I need for a vacation and I don't spend it all, is it stealing? Listen, I need answers. I swear I do. I swear I do. Because I don't want to do something that could even be remotely considered a stealing because I'm bigger than that. You know what I mean? But I don't think that's stealing. So I'm gonna need the men to chime in on this for real. Don't say nothing crazy. Don't say nothing dumb. I really need y'all to chime in on this and let me know if that falls under the category of stealing. Because I honestly don't see the issue with it. I feel like if you give somebody money to do something with and they do it, but they have money left over and they save it. Listen, I don't know what the world is coming to, but I need answers. So somebody help me out with that. In the meantime, again, you already know how to find me. Hey, Big Hair Podcast on Instagram. I will get back with you guys later.